Walk around uptown Charlotte these days, and cement trucks are nearly as common as city buses. Construction workers walk with bankers, and the most common sound is that of yet another condominium building going up. There are 7 buildings announced, 3 already under construction.
And they're all different locations in the building.
Wendy Fields is sales and marketing manager for The Avenue, a 36-story tower going up at 5th and Church Streets. Many uptown condos like The Avenue are selling well, but not everyone is buying to live here. In every hot market from Washington, D.C. to Phoenix, where there's construction, there's also speculators, folks who often buy at pre-construction prices, then put their new property on the market as soon as possible to flip it for a fast profit. Those speculators are easy to spot, says Fields.
They're definitely going to come in more with a calculator and start calculating the price per square foot. That is a good sign that somebody's an investor. Because if somebody's really looking to live somewhere, they tend to be looking at the floor plan.
At The Avenue, those investors are limited to owning only 20% of the 384 units available. And Field says with most of the building sold, they're well under that number. She says the developer prefers owners to investors. That's why they've turned away some inquiries.
We had a group of people from California who wanted to buy 50 units here, and they didn't understand why we didn't want to sell 50 units. And that was just for that they're going to buy it and flip it. So there, you know, we have a policy of you can only buy one unit.
Condo developers across the Center City have created similar safeguards to prevent a speculator-driven market, but it is hard to estimate the number of smaller investors like Dan Thorpe.
I do believe in my mind that Charlotte's undervalued for uptown living, in that if you're betting for it to grow, it's a good time to get into it. Places like New York, Baltimore, D.C., which I've all spent a lot of time into, they're all already taken off a lot more pricey for what you get that I think Charlotte can get into quite easily.
Thorpe already lives in an uptown condo, but has bought a 2-bedroom in the Trademark building going up at Trade and Mint. He bought the 1,500-square-foot unit 8 months ago for about $450,000. Now, based on current prices, he estimates his unit is worth about $600,000.
Of course, that's paper money, not real life, but we're still a year and a half to 2 years away from completion. So the chances of locking in and flipping are pretty good if that's what you want to do.
Thorpe is still unsure if he'll indeed flip it, rent the unit out, or move into it. He's what Emma Littlejohn, a Charlotte real estate analyst, calls a pseudo-investor.
These are people that have additional cash. They're not investing in the stock market. They feel comfortable putting it in a more fixed asset.
But while some people see these condos as fixed assets, Littlejohn says more buyers see them as future homes, namely young professionals and empty nesters. She speaks with developers, agents, buyers, and contractors on a daily basis and says so far the uptown condo market is healthy.
There are certainly submarkets that have attached housing that are doing extremely well throughout the Mecklenburg County area, but the Center City is the top performing attached market.
She notes condos are selling at a good pace, but would still caution anyone looking to invest for a quick buck.
People have done well with real estate here. We just like to make sure that people understand that there are people that can make a lot of money in real estate, but the majority of people are taking a great deal of risk in being speculative in that arena.
Thorpe says that at the very least, he'll break even, and he's confident he's making the right financial choices.
Real estate can be risky and it can be snaky, but you just got to be careful and study and pay attention to it. And get into the game with people who are credible.
It's not a game for everyone, but for those with the means and inclination, the appeal is easy to understand. For WFAE News, I'm Julia Giray.